If you won't trust God, who will you trust? Holy Spirit is going to share with us the danger that there is in trusting anything but Him, the living God. He says in Proverbs 28:26, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." When we think that we can rely on ourselves, sometimes it's not just relying on ourselves. We think of ourselves as a possibility, as our resource. We also trust in others. And he has something to say about that as well. In Psalm 118:8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." In current Christian climates, often God, whether it be the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, has less impact, less influence, and less is regarded less than man for Christians. Which leaves us in a most precarious position, because it is only in Him who we can trust. In fact, if we put our trust in men, this is the other side of putting our trust in men. "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" If we've put our trust in man, and it doesn't matter whether it's a relative or a stranger or a teacher or a pastor or someone we may even look up to, someone we admire. If we put our trust in them rather than in God, not only will we be disappointed, because no man and no woman can live up to the standards we may have, but we will miss what God wants to achieve in and through us and for us. Our relationship with Him is based on trust. Trust is the cornerstone and the core and the heart of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Without trust, we cannot walk with Him, because we will always be doubting, always looking behind ourselves, always questioning, always wondering, did He really mean what He said? Is He really going to come through? Trust means you are at peace. And He says that He gives them perfect peace whose mind is set on Him. Most of us know that scripture that says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So where is our treasure? Where do we put our trust? Trust is a treasure. It is precious. Where do we put it? We can be with someone for years in whatever kind of relationship, whether it be in a working relationship, in a family relationship, in a professional relationship. And we may have put everything we can give into that relationship. And we have believed that that relationship was going to be the fulfillment of our lives. And then, sadly, somewhere down the track, we find that the person or persons that we have been relying on, we have putting all our trust in, are not who we thought they were. And where are we left? As he says, it is better to trust in God than put your confidence in man. This is not about having a cynical, untrustworthy attitude about humanity, though we do need to be discerning. But it does mean that our trust, our precious trust, that should not be thrown as pearls to swine, needs to be placed in the one whom can always be trusted, always, always, always. And if we trust him, many of those relationships that we often get ourselves into, or circumstances, we would have never involved ourselves in, because we would have trusted his word, whether it was a personal word in our hearts or minds, whether it was the written word, we would have trusted his direction and what he had guided us to do, and we would have done it. But if we are not going to listen, if we are deaf and blind to what the Holy Spirit tells us and guides us to do, for he is the one who leads us into all truth, we will find ourselves trusting in what is untrustworthy. Some even trust in their wealth or their riches or their power or their abilities, their talents. It can be that kind of trust as well. And even in those areas, we cannot depend. They are not fail-safe like the Lord God Almighty, whom we can always trust. Talents and abilities can dry up or be lost for want of practice, or someone else can outshine us. Wealth can certainly be easily diminished or removed completely. We've seen that throughout the world economically. And some trust in their power, perhaps their position that they have, whether it is in a church position or whether it is in a secular position. That too can be removed very easily. But whom is the one that can never be removed? The rock of our salvation. He is steady, he is steadfast, he is permanent, he is eternal. As it says in Proverbs 35, he is a shield to those who put their trust in him. A shield to us, which means our choices will be shielded from deception, from the snares of the devil, from even humans, which we all are, that can manipulate or intimidate or seduce mankind. We do not put all our trust in mankind or in what he or she says. Because so often we find ourselves devastated that what someone said yesterday, they don't mean today. Or what they said 10 years ago, they don't mean now. Or what we thought they meant, they never meant. Or that they actually out and out lied. And our whole world crumbles. And then we are like the world. Because what have we been holding on to? Trust in others, or trust in ourselves, and that is all limited. But trust in God Almighty, the eternal, existent one, forever and ever, is not limited. That trust, when you place it in God Himself, can grow exponentially because there's nothing to thwart it, there's nothing to hold it back, there's nothing to hinder it, because He is trustworthy. Trusting others and trusting ourselves puts us in the place of following the flesh. And he says in Romans 7, 9. Well, let's do 8 and 9. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So when we are trusting in others and ourselves, we are living in the flesh. That is what the world does. The world trusts the spouse with all their heart and expects the spouse to, whether it's a husband or a wife, expects the spouse to actually do what they say they're going to do, to uphold those vows, to love them in the way that they desire. And most spouses would admit and would say about their own spouses that that has not happened. That doesn't mean it's not possible to give all of yourself and to love with the kind of love that Christ loves us. Yes, it is possible, but if we are going to wait for that or hope in that or put all our trust in that, we will be miserable. But if we put all of our trust in Him, we are no longer looking for that person to become something perhaps they never will become. We are looking at Him to make us into the image of Christ. And the flesh no longer dictates how we feel or what we do. When we trust in Him, we can take every need, every desire, every fear, every hope, every disappointment, every betrayal to the Holy Spirit, to deal with it personally, to heal us, to cleanse us, to restore us in Him. Sometimes we have a tendency to live in a fantasy land, especially if most of us watch movies, and most movies are done by Hollywood, and often the presentation of life is some kind of fantasy, and we don't even realize how much we take that in. But if we look at the word of the living God, He says that every word, every bit of His word, every word in it is true. It's not a fantasy. It's not something we're putting our hopes in that will fail us. It will never fail us. He will never fail us. In Proverbs 35, it says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him." Every word of God is pure. It's holy. It's righteous. It cannot in any way fail you. We can fail the Word. We can fail God. People can fail us, and we can fail them. But His Word will never fail us. And His Word comes from His very heart, the heart of God, whom now lives in us as the Holy Spirit, God Himself. When we put our trust in others, ourselves, our circumstances, our abilities, talents, power, wealth, and things go wrong, which they often can, just in general life, we are going to be devastated. And it will take us a while to recover. And what Holy Spirit wants us to know is we don't even have to go through that process. Because if we're listening to Him, heeding what He says, when you trust someone, do you not listen to them and take their advice? We can say, "Oh yes, I trust the Lord. Oh yes, I believe Him." But then when He tells us something to do that we do not want to do, and we disobey, we are actually saying, "I do not trust you, Lord. Because I can't see the end from the beginning. Because I don't understand what you're asking me to do. And therefore I cannot trust you." That is what we are actually saying. When we obey Him and we don't understand, and how many times throughout the Old and New Testaments did we see people obeying God, not understanding the outcome, not even being sure of the outcome, but still obeying and always being blessed from that obedience. And it is the same for us. Nothing's changed in that. He still expects us to obey. And if we obey Him, He knows that we actually are putting our money where our mouth is, and we are trusting Him. We're not just lip servicing trust. We are trusting Him. Even when the circumstance looks absolutely impossible, or almost sometimes He will ask you to do something that looks the opposite of what you thought was necessary, because we cannot understand things in the levels that He understands them. Our ways are not His ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So it's best just to obey and benefit from the obedience. Holy Spirit wants us to know, if we've been in circumstances, and most of us would have been, or perhaps are even currently, or will be in the future, if we have been in circumstances where we've put our trust in others, or ourselves, or materials, or abilities, or anything else other than Him, He wants us to know that that can be redeemed through Him. That doesn't mean the circumstance will be such that if someone, that perhaps we have lost a business, or perhaps a spouse, or perhaps a situation cannot be rectified in the sense that it can be returned to how it was. But He will still redeem it, because He is in us. And He says that all things work together for the good of those who love Him. in Romans 8:28, and are the called according to his purpose. He wants his purpose to be achieved and accomplished far more than we do, because we have such a small part to play. It's a vital part, yes, and each one counts, but we have a small part to play. He sees all of it on all levels, in all time, at the same time. That is the God we are trusting, the one who knows all things. Why do we actually think that we can determine our own lives, make our own decisions, and somehow be blessed by it? It is the epitome of arrogance in humanity. Let us instead go to him, humble ourselves under his mighty hand, so he can exalt us in due time, in his timing. Trust is one of the greatest gifts we can give to God. When each of us was first saved, that is what we gave him. We trusted when we confessed Jesus Christ and believed in our hearts that God rose him from the dead, which means we believed he was the Son of God. We gave our trust, and that is a precious, precious treasure to God. And now that we're believers, and many of us have been believers for years, some not as long, but whatever the length of time, we tend to, at times, in our relationship with him, not trust him. Well, if we trusted him with our eternal salvation, life forever, can we not trust him with our circumstances of where to live, whom to marry, when to leave a place, when to stay, what type of work to do, how many children we have? Christians are so controlling nowadays. They determine everything. I'm going to have this many children. I'm going to live in this neighborhood. I want this kind of job. I want it to be in this area. Did anyone ask God? Did anyone say, Lord, what? My life is not mine. So you determine where I go. So wherever you want to send me, you send me. Wherever you want me to live, I'll live. Whatever is your call, I will fill it. Without trust in any relationship, we cannot move forward. We cannot grow. We cannot deepen in that relationship. He requires trust of us. Now, how do we obtain it? How do we become ones who can trust? Is it just by reading the word but not believing it? Is it by watching what happens in our lives and saying, oh, ha-ha, this happened that I expected or that I prayed for, now I can trust God? Is it by faith? For he tells us that we walk by faith, not by sight. When we are going to place our trust in God for anything and everything that may not be here in the moment, we may not have it. That thing that we are praying or hoping for may not be ours at this point. And the problem with having trust based on a response from God, if I get such and such, therefore I can trust him, there is no trust at all in that equation. Trust is not based on what am I going to get out of this relationship or what am I going to get. It is based on knowing a person inside and out that can be relied upon, that can be dependent upon, that we have total confidence in. And that only comes through communion with him. Trust is based on truth. Let's look at our own personal relationships. When we have a relationship with someone and we trust them, we trust what they say, we trust their word, we trust they will come through because they are truthful with us. Has God ever lied to us, or can he ever lie? No, never. He is truth. He speaks truth. He demonstrates truth. He brings forth truth. So if he is truthful, he must be worthy of our trust. And we need not have our trust be dependent on what we see or what we understand with our limited knowledge and wisdom. But our trust is based on His being truthful in all things. He says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. And when He says repent here, that does not mean that God has sinned. He means turn away from what He has said. Has He said, and will He not do? Or has He spoken, and will He not make good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. God does not turn around and change His mind down the track about you or me or what He's promised. We change our minds and we pull back our faith and we stop believing and we give up and then we don't receive. And then we say, see, God can't be trusted. Let's put the responsibility where it lies. God can always be trusted for all things at all times. We need to believe that. And then we will not fall away in faith. We will not draw back. We will know that if He has said it, He will do it.